Boy, another tough one here on the road against the big rival. What was the message here to the team, and what are your thoughts on this one, Coach?
There's a lot to unpack here in this one. Obviously, you know, really shorthanded. We'll start with the good stuff. Really shorthanded. Our guys, like they've always done, man, they just keep swinging. They just refuse to, like, you know, let somebody kick them and get them down. And obviously, we came in here ready to fight tonight, and we did. And we took it to them early. Our defense was terrific. I thought we kind of had them rattled. You know, you knew at halftime they were going to make a run. That's what they do. They're a proud program. I think we we talked about, hey, we had to win this game on the defensive end, and you know, we kind of did just the opposite there down the stretch. You know, in the game, and couldn't keep them off the free throw line. We made some critical defensive errors in critical situations, and you know, it's like what I told these guys. It's just, we've been in a lot of these now, and at some point too, we got to find a way to just keep a little bit more focus in those situations. You know, it's like you play the game and you make one critical error, communication error on defense, and they make you pay. Yeah. You know, and clearly we knew Blackwell and Boyd were going to get super aggressive in the second half. We just didn't do a good enough job maybe of keeping our hands away on some of those drives like we did in the first half. But you know, despite that, you know, it can become really difficult to score in half court sometimes just with our spacing and some of that stuff with the way we're being guarded. But, man, some guys stepped up too. I thought Isaac, I was really proud of him after the first half to come back, and he kind of made some huge plays offensively, you know, to keep us in the game. Bobby Durkin was awesome. And then, you know, I had a regret here. I mean, I should have called timeout with about 2 minutes to go. Just before that, we had a play called. They didn't. I thought it was a good call. We didn't really execute it right. And instead of, you know, playing, I probably should have called one with about 18 seconds to go, and we didn't end up getting a great shot there. No guarantee we would have had we gone the other way. But, you know, that part I put on me as a coach. But damn it, guys.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just tired of feeling this way.
Yeah, and particularly with, you know, how great the first half was, this is now a couple games in a row where the second half defensively, I think 50 points, Nebraska second half 50 points tonight is part of that. And I'm not trying to make excuses for the guys, but you're playing six guys as part of that. Do you think wear down?
I mean, there maybe. I mean, I'm sure that's a factor, right? Fatigue is maybe a factor. But I think there's more to it than that. I think that there's some focus things that can be better. I also think sometimes if you look at it, you know, second half defense, they're away from our bench. And I think sometimes, you know, when they're in front of our bench too, coaches do a lot of the communicating for them, right, helping them see things and whatever. And I think we got to do a little bit better job as a team of taking ownership when you're away, and they got to communicate a little bit better as a team. And so I think it's probably all those things. But listen, man, everyone's tired. If we're going to say we're tired, well, then we might as well not, you know what I mean, show up. So we got to find a way to play through that and be better.
You mentioned to a couple of the focus things. There were multiple times where you would have to tell a guy, take the shot. There was a couple of shot clock violations late second where maybe at 6 or 8 seconds there were open looks that got passed up too.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those things, you know, with guys that, you know, maybe aren't super confident, you know, right now and how they're shooting and playing. But sometimes, like you said, you have to take your shot, and we talked about that. I mean, you're open, like you said, 7 seconds left, you got a clean look. If you don't take that one, you're really going to end up taking a grenade at the end of the shot clock. And you know, it's something that will get better at. And just unfortunate, you know, to come in here tonight and to do what we did with the guys that we had out there. I just really disappointed we couldn't come out on top.
Yeah, Coach, you talked about it being a physical game. I wanted to ask you, and I don't want you to get in any trouble or anything, but what did you think of the chippiness and all the taunting and the chirping?
I mean, it got chippy. I mean, you played against Wisconsin.
Right.
It's part of the deal, man. You know what I mean? It's two teams alike, and, you know, we really kind of, you know, smack them first, right?
And
kick them, and they're not going to sit there and just, they're going to come back. And and when they did, but you know, when they made their, our guys did make another one back. You know, we did not wilt. We came right back, and then it was kind of game on there down the stretch. And so, you know, I mean, you know, some of it you don't love, but some of it's just kind of what makes a rivalry. And give them credit, like they made a couple of huge, I mean, Blackwell, like in the first game, he made that big step back, you know, three that I thought was pretty well contested. He made all his free throws down the stretch when we had to. And so just like he did up in Minneapolis, he made the plays he had to make.
Yeah, no doubt. One of the plays was the four-point play. And you were trying to get explanation, and then two officials you talked to. Can you help us,
you know,
with all that?
I don't know. I mean, it was a tough – I mean, we got caught a little bit late, you know, on there, and we had to rotate out. Croc rotated out, and he hit him. You know, Carrington really kicks out his legs, you know, every time he shoots it. I don't like that. I think that's dangerous play. It's kind of what he does, and, you know, I don't know. I got to go watch the thing myself, but obviously that was an unfortunate play.
Yeah. All right, well, it's off to Penn State this weekend, so let's do it.
Let's do it.